Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
To pray for our brother, sister tonight. I had that in my heart before, and I wasn't maybe obedient as I should have been. But when Brother John asked that the best thing you could do for us is pray for us, I felt that that's the best thing we can do, to show our appreciation for them. And so if you would just maybe bring your chairs out a little bit, I'd like to ask if there's anyone who would like to come and just pray for Brother John and Sister Diana. Sometimes I think, who prays for the ministers? Now, I know there are people who pray, and I thank God for them, but we ought to do it more. We ought to do it more. Pray for them and believe that God will lay his hand afresh upon them and keep them. So if anyone feels they'd like to just come and minister to them, let's just, as the body of Christ, just believe that God will pour out his Spirit upon them and refresh them. Reward them for their labor here at the camp. Oh God, let there be a mighty move of your Spirit, dear God, upon them. Oh God, God, let there be an open heaven above them, dear Father. Oh Jesus, 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 that you would do more, dear God. Oh Father, that there would be abundance of grace.
To keep us, that you are our stay,
yes.
You are our rock,
yes. Yes.
You are the one with the everlasting arms upholding us, yes. And strengthening us. Oh, and we pray, Lord, as our sister Diane and brother John serve you, that you would continue to keep them and enable them, O Lord. Enable them to continue to be fruitful. Enable them to continue to be faithful. Keep them strong in the Lord and in the power of thy might, O God. Enable them, enable them. You are the same, and you are able, O God. Able to keep them from falling, able for them to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Be their refuge. Be their strength. Be their very present help in every hour of trouble.
Yes,
oh, God.
Jesus. Jesus, you know the concerns of their heart. Lord, you know the struggles that there may be to run, as we've heard. But Lord, we thank you that we can run with endurance, that we can hold up our brother, that we can hold up our sister, and we can hold up their ministry. And Lord, we know that you would work through, that you would bring victory, that you would bring new life, new word, new things to come. Lord, we look forward to these things and believe you for these things. Help them to know greater your strength and your power and your life, no matter the cost, that they would see Jesus more. So, Lord, we believe these things and we call on you for these things. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. By thy power, every hour, keep me true. I'll be true.
Yes, Lord Jesus. tonight. We thank you for their children, Sarah and Kimberly and John Christian And he obeyed the Father, God, and I know, Lord Jesus, that as we put them in your hands, they will serve you, they will do what you ask them to do, and pleasing in your sight. We also pray for physical touches and protection upon them, Lord, as never before, so that you will be glorified, that others will know and be blessed, that Jesus is with them, and that when they go in the room, somebody will say, they've been with Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Children are a gift, truly, from you, and we thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Lord. Just sprinkle the blood of Jesus upon them, and the Holy Spirit within them, and then working out through them, Lord. We thank you, Father. You are so true.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We include our sister Eleanor in this prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we thank you for our sister. And dear Father, I just pray that you would come and surround her, Lord, with your presence. God, fill her with your peace. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would go with her every step of the way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, you promised never to leave us or forsake us, that we can say with confidence, the Lord is
yes, Lord.
So we just lift our sister to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that she would experience your touch.
Yes, Lord.
Your anointing upon her, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Jesus. Lord. We've heard much these days from the Lord, His Word, and from endurance to warnings and exhortations not to drift, not to have hard hearts, not to lose faith. Above all, we have heard and seen Jesus lifted up in this book, in Mark as well, presentation of our glorious Savior. And in closing tonight, if you want to find a place of prayer, maybe God is still working on your heart about weights and besetting sins, as we heard this morning, and maybe that's not been released from you. You're still wrestling through some things, and God is speaking to your heart and convicting, and maybe tonight you just need to spend a little more time with Him, or maybe it's prayer for grace. Lord, I need You today like these saints needed You yesterday. And so, Lord, I need tonight that grace for tomorrow. And so maybe you need to wait on Him for that, or maybe you just want to sit at your Savior's feet and behold His glory tonight. So whatever your need, come to Him. If you need to leave, God bless you. But if you still have unfinished business, just let's wait on Him. Let Him come and show Himself faithful to us. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
You are so free.